It's been nearly 2 months, and I've lost all hope of returning early. I've forgotten what food tastes like, what the warm touch of another feels like. I can't remember the smell of home, only the stale smell of nothingness that exists here. I feel like I can't go on anymore. I wish I could just end it all.
And all alone I stand, my thoughts bottled with me. The darkness of the abyss is all that I can really see. The earth in a cheerful glare, a spin in my face. While I'm forced to be imprisoned on a dusty rock in space. I'm not sure how to feel, someone's the one that trapped me here. Did she think that banishing me to the moon would just make me disappear? Well, to tell you the truth, honestly, she achieved a fiendish goal. Whatever happened to that warm sibling I knew back when she was just a foal? Did she suddenly forget who I was? The people make mistakes, and swiping them under the rug only induces hate. Well, it's a mixture of loathing and disgust how I feel right now. But what should I be really feeling? No, I can't allow this to deplete my sanity. If I'm ever to make it through, even though with my own horn, my own blood I just drew, I wish not to admit it. But the process has already begun, my mind is slowly tearing, and I cannot be undone.
The once bad ruler of the majestic night sky, reduced to an empty shell, all over waiting to die. We were once the strongest of brethren, now we're nothing anymore. So come in and send a message, but I really ask what for? Why she traps me in this torment, why the hell can't she see that all she's gone and done is condemn me to insanity? Like forever and a day, I was taken from my home, and all I know now is that I'm alone. Tick tock, tick tock. I can hear this strange clicking noise all day, every day. I can never quite place where it comes from.
Over the months, the months pass over the years, and as the times pass by, isolation's no longer a fear, because I've had visitors, and had some guests with me. Though by my hoops, sadly, they had to be set free. That's right, I killed them all, no mercy in my heart. I felt no empathy as I tore them all apart. But what about just maybe they were never really there? And my sanity's too far gone, all I know is that I'm scared. And no matter how long I'm alone here, my pain is never eased. Maybe I truly deserve this to Celestia I should have appeased. All I wanted was the ponies to gaze at the beauty of my night. But now I'm trapped around it forever, till this day it still causes fright. All I can do is wait, alone as I rot inside. Because the day that I'm set free, everyone is sure to find that the vengeance I plan, be it with no shred of remorse, I'll make every pony pay, and Celestia of course.
I have a few hours left to plan before I come back to Equestria. I wonder how things have fared without me. No matter. My initial plan will go forth. I shall bring about night eternal, and those peasants will regret ever shunning me. The once bad ruler of the majestic night sky, reduced to an empty shell, all over waiting to die. We were once the strongest of brethren, now we're nothing anymore. So come in and send a message, but I really ask what for? Why she traps me in this torment, why the hell can't she see that all she's gone and done is condemn me to insanity? It seems like forever and a day, I was taken from my home, and all I know now is that I'm alone.
The once bad ruler of the majestic night sky, reduced to an empty shell, all alone waiting to die. We were once the strongest of brethren, now we're nothing anymore. So come in and send a message, but I really ask what for? Why she traps me in this torment, why the hell can't she see that all she's gone and done is condemned me to insanity? It seems like forever and a day, I was taken from my home, and all I know now is that I'm alone.
And day doesn't go past where I don't regret what I did. I had sentenced her to a fate worse than death. I am glad the memory charm worked, and she doesn't remember a thing. However, the spell will wear off.